ॐ श्री परमात्मने नमः। गीता प्रबोधनी, कॉन्साइज कमेंट्री ऑन श्रीमद् भगवद् गीता बाय स्वामी रामसुखदास महाराज जी। चैप्टर 5 फ्रॉम वर्स 1 to 6 ऑन डिसिप्लिन ऑफ नॉलेज एंड एक्शन एंड ग्लोरी ऑफ डिसिप्लिन ऑफ एक्शन। Chapter 5, verse 1. Arjuna Uvacha. Sanyasam karmanam Krishna, punar yogam cha shamsasi. Yashtreya etayo rekam, tanme bruhi sunishtitam. Arjuna said, O Krishna, you praise physical renunciation of actions, that means Sankhya Yoga, and again you command unselfish performance of actions, that is Karma Yoga. Tell me, for certain, which of the two is decidedly better for my ultimate good? Comment. At the end of 4th chapter, Lord commanded Arjuna to stand up and fight. From Arjuna's question, it appears that Arjuna does not seem to be concerned about fighting or not fighting, winning or not winning the war, but he is more worried about what is conducive to my good. In his mind, compared to fighting and winning the war, it is much more important to attain the ultimate good. Before coming to this verse, Arjuna had asked twice earlier also about his spiritual welfare. Refer Gita chapter 2 verse 7 and chapter 3 verse 2. Chapter 5 verse 2. Shri Bhagavan Uvacha. Sanyasah karma yogascha nishreya sakarau bahu tayostu karma sanyasta karma yogo vishishyate. The Blessed Lord said, Sanyasa, that means Sankhya Yoga, the discipline of knowledge, and Karma Yoga, that is discipline of action, both lead to salvation or supreme bliss. But of the two, Karma Yoga is superior to Sankhya Yoga. Comment. The Lord said that though both Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga are conducive to spiritual good of man, even then the performance of duty according to Karma Yoga is superior. Karma Yoga is better and easier compared to Sankhya Yoga. Chapter 5, verse 3. Nyeyah sa nitya sanyasi yona dveshti na kankshati nirdvandohi mahabahu sukham bandhat pramuchyate. O mighty armed, that means Arjuna, he who neither hates anyone nor desires anything from anyone should be considered fit to be ever a renouncer, that means nitya sannyasi. For he who has risen above the dualities, that means pairs of opposites, is easily liberated from the bondage of the world. Comment. Who has taken up stage of renunciation, that means sannyasa, externally only, he is in fact is not a sannyasi, which means he is not a renunciate. The sannyasi is in fact is the one who internally has abandoned the attachment and aversion, that means likes and dislikes or raga dvesha. Without letting go of the attachment and aversion, one cannot escape the bondage of the world. However, he who has risen above the likes and dislikes happily becomes free from the world. One who does not have attachment and aversion internally that Karma Yogi always is a sannyasi even though he is engaged in all types of actions ordained by scriptures. For his spiritual progress, he does not need to take up the stage of sannyasa ashrama externally. Since Jnana Yogi's primary goal is to know his true self, he is naturally impartial. But Karma Yogi is predominantly engaged in the welfare of others. Therefore, shaking off the pride is much easier for a Karma Yogi than a Jnana Yogi. Chapter 5, verse 4. Sankhya Yoga Pratag Balaha Pravadantina Panditaha Ekamapyastitak Samyaga Ubayor Vindate Palam. It is the ignorant, not the wise, who speak of Sankhya Yoga, that means discipline of knowledge, and Karma Yoga, that means discipline of action, yielding different results. Because one who is well established in either one gets the fruit of both, or God realization. Comment. In Lord's opinion, Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga are the two disciplines in this world. Refer Gita chapter 3 verse 3. And the result of both is the same. At the end, both equally liberate one from the world, and then one realizes the true self. Therefore, both are independent disciplines for liberation. Chapter 5, verse 5. Yatsankhya hi prapyate sthanam, tat yogairapi gamyate, ekam sankhyam cha yogam cha, yah pasyati sapasyati. The supreme state which is attained by the Sankhya Yogi is also attained by the Karma Yogi. Therefore, he who sees Sankhya Yoga and Karma Yoga as one and the same, which means yielding the same fruit, he sees the reality. Comment. Since the result of both the Jnana Yoga and Karma Yoga is the same, both disciplines are considered equal. Chapter 5, verse 6. Sanyasastu mahabaho dukkha maptuma yogataha yoga yukto munir brahma nachirena dhigacchati. But O mighty armed, that means Arjuna, Sankhya Yoga, that means discipline of knowledge, is difficult to achieve without Karma Yoga, that means discipline of action. The sage who is adept in Karma Yoga quickly attains Brahma, that means God. Comment. In the discipline of Karma Yoga, aspirant performs all actions unselfishly for the welfare of others only. Therefore, his attachment is easily wiped out. Removing the attachment first through the practice of Karma Yoga, perfection can be quickly attained by the follower of Sankhya Yoga. Due to this reason, the Lord has used Karma Yogi's sentiments, that means bhava or feeling, of sarva bhuta hite rataha, which means takes delight in doing things for the welfare of others, in the context of Jnana Yoga, which means discipline of knowledge. In other words, this sentiment is essential for those who practice Jnana Yoga. Refer Gita chapter 12 verse 4 and chapter 5 verse 25. If this sentiment is not there in Jnana Yoga, then there he would have great pride in his knowledge. Narayan, Narayan, Narayan.